啊，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛，好久不见了啊！我们上次讲这个主题是去年的事情，对不对？哈，大家还记得我们上次讲的是什么吗？需要复习一下吗？
Good morning, 阿弥陀佛 ，and I have seen some of you for quite a long time. We talked about this theme the last year. Do you still remember what we talked about? Do you need a review?
你看，我没有办法打开这个档案，对不起哈，没关系。我们八大楞严经其实它是一部很短的经典嘛，哈。那从它的经题主要来看，我们就很清楚它要告诉我们做什么事情，对不对？八见大人觉悟的事情，哦，它其实就是告诉我们，只要我们去做到这八件，我们所谓的大人是什么？啊，已经觉悟的人，对不对？哦，已经完全是去除所有烦恼的人，我们叫大人，哦，那能够像大人一样去做到他们做的，达到这样的一个境界的八件事情，我们就可以跟所谓的大人是一样的，哦，所以很简单，所以他经题很短，他就告诉我们有八项我们要去做的事情，那我们就可以跟所谓的大人，所谓的佛菩萨一样。
So the topic we will talk about is a sutra on the eight realization of great beings. And let's recap real quick. So basically it talks about the eight matters that great beings realize. So here when we talk about great beings, we mean people who are liberated.People who don't have any vexations. And if we are able to reach where they can reach, we can do these eight matters that we can realize and practice these eight matters they realize, then we are like the great beings, like Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
所以其实它的第一段所谓的总纲齁，他只是告诉我们怎么样去修行这八件事情。最基本的第一个，他就是说，诶，如果我们真的还没做到，我们就要做到什么？自心诵念。齁，自心诵念这个八大人觉心，把这八件事情心心念念，把它信念在我们的心中，然后提醒我们，告诉我们，我们如果一个一个可以照着去做的时候，齁，我们能够当勤精进，然后不懈怠，然后有事没事，有空没空，我们就把这八件事情挂在我们的心头上，然后提醒我们时时去看看我们的身口意是不是可以跟这八件事情是相应的。哦，我们从当我们说顿悟是所谓的顿悟是什么？它就在一念之间，对不对？可是在你顿悟之前，你要怎样？把你的功夫做足了的嘛，对不对？所以开悟其实它是一瞬间的事情，可是当你的因缘没有具足的时候，你那一瞬间会不会发生？不会，对不对？所以我们还是要把我们的资粮慢慢的养成到能够具足的那一个时刻，那开悟对我们来讲真的就是一刹那。
So when we look at the main outline,it talks about, you know, it's hard to reach where these great beings, Buddha and Bodhisattvas reach, but at least what we can do each day is to recite the sutra. We can, you know, wholeheartedly during day and night, the disciple of Buddha should often recite the eight realizations of great beings with utmost sincere mind. So,by, you know, wholeheartedly, and with utmost sincerity, reciting this sutra and diligently practice and not, lax or let go, then we can watch our, mind and body, and our words, And even though liberation, we say it's an instant, you attain liberation, but you have to have enough practice accumulated for that one instance. If you don't, cultivate your blessings and practice, you cannot reach that instance. You cannot have the causes and conditions to reach that.
所以接下来，我在接下来的几次，因缘，我就依照一个哈，八项这种觉悟的项目，然后一一来跟大家做分享。好，那我这边用的科判哈，是根据太虚大师所做的科判啊，那个档案哈。很抱歉，今天 link 没有 link 好，所以没办法打开给大家看。我们讲到说开始续分嘛，齁，就是讲总纲的部分，接下来就一一的介绍，就正入到整个经文的正题。那正题就是所谓的正说分。那正说分里面，他第一个讲到先啊，我们先要怎么样做，把自己做好，就自立。接下来从自立之后，我们一定要怎样？利他，对不对？好，所以我们从自利开始讲，然后最后我们讲到说从如何从自利，然后一直到发展到怎么样去自利利他的部分。那第一个，从我们一开始第一个讲的觉悟哦，它内容真的是非常的丰富，大家要不要一起念一下？第一觉悟，世间无常，国土为脆，四大苦空，五因无我，生灭变异，虚位无主，心事恶缘，行为罪首，如是观察，见离生死。哦，好，对不起，我这边看不到是吧？好，没关系，太小了。好，好，那你就把第一个念给大家听好了。
Okay, so for the first realization, I want to chant to you the sutra text first. The first realization is that the world is impermanent. All land or political regimes are subject to fall. All things composed of the four elements are empty and contain the seeds of suffering.Human beings are composed of the five skandhas, aggregates, and are without a separate self. They are always in the process of change, constantly being born and constantly dying. They are empty of self, without sovereignty. The mind is the source of all confusion, and the body is the forest of all impure actions. If we meditate on these facts, we can gradually be released from samsara, the round of birth and death.
我其实这边已经告诉大家，它这里面有，它其实这个句子它很短，对不对？可是它的内容是非常非常丰富了。我把它标示八项，大家有没有看到 A B C D 一直到 H？这八件事情，它基本上把所有我们该修行的东西都包括在里面了。那如果这八件事情，其实再把它总归一下，其实无非就是在告诉我们什么？要修四念住。四念住是什么？大家知道四念住的内容是什么吗？好，没关系，你不晓得没关系，接下来我们也会跟大家做介绍。OK， 好，好，那我们就一句一句的来跟大家做介绍。世间无常，其实如果把它配合的四念珠来看，第一个四念珠要教我们观的就是什么？无常嘛，对不对？齁，无常观。世间无常，为什么讲世间无常？好，我们现在讲好了。其实齁，第一个觉悟里面它有八件事情要告诉我们，我们应该要去觉悟。那这八件事情其实无非在告诉我们，我们要怎样。比如说世间无常，国土为脆，它讲无常，然后四大苦空是苦，五蕴为我是 告诉我们要怎么样，要知道是无我的，然后生灭变异，虚伪无主，对不对？就等于说是什么诸法不净，等于说把四念住的无常、苦空、无我、不净观全部都包括在这里面的，心是恶缘，行为罪首。那所以这八件事情其实它就是在告诉我们，从观苦空无常不净，从破对自我的执着之外，再进一步要破什么对法的执着，这样子把所有的执着都破了之后呢，我们就可以怎样觉悟到大人所觉的东西。
Okay, so if we look at the first realization, so there are a total of 8 realizations in this sutra, and if we look at the first one, itself contains 8 matters. And it's very short and succinct, but it contains a lot of content. So if we observe it, it also contains what we call 4 foundations of mindfulness,or 4 states of mindfulness. For example, the first one, the world is impermanent, and the all political regimes are subject to fall. They refer to the observation of impermanence, and other texts such as all things composed of 4 elements are empty and contain the seeds of suffering.They refer to observation of suffering and emptiness. And human beings are composed of 5 skandhas, aggregates, and are without a separate self. These refer to observation of no self. And the mind is source of all confusion. The body is first of all impure actions.These refer to the 4th observation, which is observation of impurity. And so these has a correspondence with the 4 foundation of mindfulness or 4 states of mindfulness. And so basically what this first realization is teaching us to observe theall these impermanence, no self, the impurity, the emptiness, and eventually we get rid of the attachment even to Dharma, and eventually we can attain liberation just like great beings.
我们这个对所谓的这个我们有的这个所谓的我执跟法执，其实就是最根本让我们跟佛菩萨不一样的地方，是不是这样？佛在开悟的时候他讲了嘛，释迦牟尼佛他在他证悟的当下，他说了一句话，我相信大家都很清楚，他说什么？奇哉奇哉，所有众生皆具有如来智慧德相，只因什么执着妄想不能证得。这个所谓的执着妄想，其实它就在告诉我们，我们的这个执着妄想指的就是什么，对于我执还有对于法的执着。金刚经也讲嘛，法上应舍，何况非法，对不对？所以当我们真的要能够完全的证道的时候，我们连认为我们所谓的这个法让我们知道我们要修行，让我们可以知道离苦得乐，这些所有的观念方法，我们都一定要怎样放下。否则如果你不放下的话，你还是有分别，对不对？你还是有二元对立，那你就还是没有办法跟佛是一样的，对不对？
So when we talk about attachment to self and attachment to Dharma, this is basically the root or the fundamental difference between us and liberated ones. When Shakyamuni Buddha, when he attained liberation, he says something that we are all very familiar with. He said, wow, what a surprise, what a surprise. All the sentient beings, they have the wisdom and blessing of Buddha nature, but because of their attachment and their delusional and wandering thoughts, they cannot prove their self nature. So also in Diamond Sutra, there's mentioning of you should abandon even the Dharma. Why do you not abandon the non-Dharma, the non-right Dharma? So even the right Dharma itself, you need to let it go, because otherwise it's discriminatory thoughts, and you still have two sides, and it's different from the liberated Buddha.
所以佛哈教我们，他很慈悲的哈，他告诉我们这些观念跟方法，其实就无非就是要教我们要怎么样去破这个我执，跟这破这个法执。我们这样能够把这两个执着都破了呢，好，我们的妄想执着完全的放下，那我们其实就跟佛菩萨是平等的，好，那我们就是跟佛菩萨一样，是所谓的什么大人，好。
So, Buddha is very compassionate. He taught us that if we let go of our attachment to self and attachment to Dharma, then we will be able to let go of our delusional wandering thoughts and attachment, and we will be able to become great beings.
好，我们来看哈，四念处观哈，我们刚刚有讲的就是所谓的无常、苦空、无我不净观。那我们来看看这个讲无常，第一句讲的是什么？世间无常。世间无常讲的是什么？它讲的是我们这个世间所谓的万事万物万法，只要它是在这个时空下所呈现，因为因缘和所显现出来的所有的现象，它都是什么？无常的。好，那既然是无常，其实我们凡夫的心很颠倒，我们常是想要它是什么？不变的。我们常想要是常的，对不对？我们不想要无常，我们想要常，对不对？可是当你反着现象，它一定是会这样呈现的时候，我们想要它不同的东西，我们的心就会怎样？就会受苦，对不对？其实观察我们现在，再加上比如说世间无常，国土为脆，我们进来的自然现象其实变化很大很大，对不对？从应该已经不是这几年发生的事情，从以前我有时候会比较注意的观察说，一些新闻现在在报道，我们现在比如说我们整个地球的温度随时随地好像都一直在不断的往上升，对不对？虽然我们还是有感到很冷的时候，可是观察我们近几年的天气的变化，那一天还在跟我们的知客菩萨讲说，以前的冬天啊，纽约它下雪很频繁，而且下那个雪是会是到门的这个高度，可是我们观察最近几年纽约下雪的状况其实是怎样？很少了，对不对？可能去年下的可能一场雪，其他都是那种小小的。今年呢，可能也是在去年十一二月的时候下了一场大雪，之后接下来的雪都是什么？ 都是像圣神，像雪花一样，是下下来几乎很快就融化的那一种，对不对？哦，然后看到北极熊啊，前几个新闻说有一群北极熊走到那个苏俄的他们的村庄里面，集体的，为什么？因为他们已经找不到东西可以吃了，在他们原本生存的环境里面，已经没有东西可以吃了。然后更看到一个新闻是，那个北极熊是站在一个那个冰块上，是瘦如柴骨诶。我看到那个现象，我想说，诶，如果换到我们，是我们处在那个北极熊的状态下，我们会是什么样？而且我们的大环境，比如说去年也是西岸那个森林大火啊，烧了多少的房子，除了房子之外，我们看不到里面很多众生啊，无处可去，他们连生存的条件都被逼迫到他们没有办法，甚至在那样子的环境下，他们丧失了他们所谓的生命，对不对？那我们认为这个，我们可能在我们的印象里面，我们觉得这个地球应该是要长长久久的存在，可是当你看到所有这些现象的反扑啊，你没有觉得说我们这个地球还可以有多久的时间？
So for the four states of four foundations of mindfulness, let's talk about the impermanence first. So the sutra says, so there are two versions of this sutra. The one we're mostly referring to is that the world is impermanent, the land is dangerous and fragile. I used another version that says political regime are subject to fall, but sorry about that. So basically, when we talk about impermanence, we talk about this world that is made up of cause and conditions. And there are a lot of phenomena we see. And even though the truth is the world is impermanent, our whole mind is like very delusional. For good things, it wants it to be permanent. And when we see things that are impermanent, we have suffering and vexations. And the second sentence, the land is dangerous and fragile. So we can observe around us that, you know, the earth, the climate change. So our fascist is talking to the receptionist Bodhisattva the other day. You know, in the old times, New York used to have snow that accumulated higher than this table. But recent years, we really see a snow in New York City, and they melt away very soon. The second day. Even on media, we are able to see the polar bears. They cannot find anything to eat. Or we see pictures of polar bears standing on this little ice, and they are so thin, thin to their bones, and they go to this Russian village to ask for food. And in recent years, we observe that, for example, in the West Coast, there's all this huge, massive forest fire. And a lot of sentient beings, their houses are burned down, they have nowhere to go. And some of them even lose their life. So that's where we are able to observe the impermanence.
所以我们觉得我们这个地球是实实在在的，应该是很坚固，对不对？地球的形成要多少时间啊？很久很久嘛，对不对？那我们认为它应该也要存在很久很久很久很久很久，对不对？甚至它应该是要永远存在的。可是地球是不是也是因缘和合所成的啊？对，所以它成的过程，所有因缘和合的现象事物，包括我们的人，包括我们的这个地球，包括我们经历所有的东西，它主要是只要它是因缘和合，它一定会经过什么样的阶段？成住坏空，生住意灭的。所以你觉得我们现在的现球应该处在哪一个阶段？它可能成的过程，它已经经历过几万几万年了，住的过程可能已经也是让我们享受很久了，对不对？其实你看到我们现在整个地球的巨大的变化，它应该是已经在什么坏的这个阶段。那这个坏的阶段它会有多久时间？其实我们可不可以决定？我们可不可以，我们也许不能真的不能决定它不能坏，可是至少我们可以怎样让它坏的程度不要那么巨大，而且不要那么迅速。可是我们没有意识到这一点，我们一直还认为它会是长的，说我们的所有的什么身口的造业造作，都把它当成它会是长的，所以我们一直在放任我们的什么身口的造作，不会去想说啊，我们要去 care 这个地球多一些，是这样。反过来看看我们自己身口意的造业，我们也没有多去关怀这整体现象的，跟我们其实是息息相关的，是不是这样？
So, if we look at this earth, how long it's, we think it's very solid. How long does it take to form? It must take a very, very long time. And so earth is here, our world is here because of causes and conditions, and they come together. And everything that comes together because of causes and conditions, they have this process of, you know, being born and then living or dwelling, then they perishing, and then in the end they die or they become empty or nothingness. Which stage are we at? We know that the earth is already formed and born. We know we are able to harvest all the fruits and enjoy it for a long time. So it must be at this stage of, you know, perishing and breaking up at this point. But what can we do? We can at least do something to make it so that it's perishing not so big, so rapidly. So a lot of times we think, oh, the earth is so solid, it must be permanent. And we do things, we do actions and karmas through our body and mind, and that is, you know, not caring about the earth. And so what we can do at this point is to start caring about the earth. We realize that everything we do is related to the earth.
哦，所以这里讲到说，国土为最啊，哦，我们这个正报，我们这个正报是讲什么？我们这个身，对不对？环境其实就是我们的医报，哦，我们这个身它是无常的，我们的医报同样是无常的，哦，他说变随时变，欸，这个大环境它要怎么变它不会事先通知你的，对不对？当我们所有的人 不断的在造作这样子的因缘，促成这个环境，它要变的时候，它就变了。哦、所以《法华经》里面就讲嘛，三界无安，犹如火灾。它告诉我们，这个世界犹如火灾。哎，当你处在一个着火的屋子里面，你一心一意想要做的事情，应该要是什么？要去灭火。火如果灭不了的时候怎么办？它真的已经着火了，着得很大的时候，你唯一想要办法是怎样？逃出去。对不对？而且要是你除了自己逃出去之外，你还要帮助其他人也要逃出去嘛，对不对？火灾遇法华经里面讲的那个，他的那个长者是怎样的神佑，又利诱他的孩子里面要能够赶快从这个火灾里面逃出去，对不对？哦、其实佛菩萨告诉我们这些修行的方法也是一样，他在无非就是一直在强调告诉我们，佛菩萨的世界是多么的美好。他告诉我们，我们要遵照着佛菩萨告诉我们的修行方法，赶快顺着他们告诉修行的路，赶快顺着他们的教导引导到佛菩萨那里去、哦、照着他们，到他们能够体验的境界那里去、哦、赶快离开这个什么三界火灾、哦、可是佛菩萨的离开是怎样的离开？不是这佛菩萨告诉我们，不是真的是要从我们这个娑婆世界逃离这个娑婆世界到什么佛菩萨的世界里面去，然后就像鸵鸟一样、啊、躲在佛菩萨的世界里面，不是诶、欸、佛菩萨的世界他们的远离，他们的出离是怎样？释迦牟尼佛的净土在哪里？所以对我们来讲，这个三界火来，这个娑婆是这个娑婆世界，对不对？齁、哦、这个娑婆世界是三界火灾。可是对佛菩萨来讲，他对于释迦牟尼佛，这个娑婆世界对他来讲是什么？是净土诶、欸。对不对？所以主要的是哪里的不一样？是你这个心啊，对不对？齁、哦、你怎么样看，当你的心是远离所有的分别，所有的对立，好、哦，怎么说？烦恼即菩提，对不对？好、哦，这个娑婆世界，它同时就是净土。师父告诉我们，我们只要一念心净，就怎样？一念是在净土里面哦。对，所以我们遵照佛菩萨，要远离这个娑婆世界。不是真的事项上的远离，而是要你什么心远离你所有的执着分别。
When we talk about causes and conditions, we have this body and environment around us. And this body is what we call the direct retribution that we get. And the environment around us is the circumstantial retribution that we get. And both are not, both are impermanent. Our body is impermanent, and the environment, the mountains, rivers around us is impermanent.They're constantly fluctuating and changing. The Lotus Sutra said that the three realms has no peace. They're just like a burning house. When the house is, that you dwell in is on fire, what do you do? You want to escape, right?And not only you want to escape, you want to help other people in this house escape. In the sutra, in the Lotus Sutra, we have this, this old master trying to, trying to convince, these other people with benefits to persuade them to leave this house. What these sutras trying to convince us is that the world of Buddha and Bodhisattvas, they're so beautiful, they're so nice. And what we should do is to follow these guidance and to continue practice and go to that world. But when we talk about escaping this burning house and going to this beautiful world, we're not talking about, you know, a big bird burying their head in the sand. We talk about what we are really talking about. For example, Shikyamuni Buddha, what's his pure land? His pure land is this earth that this earth that we live on, the Saha world. So for us sentient beings, it's a world of vexations, but for Shikyamuni Buddha, this world is the pure land for him. So what's the difference? The difference is made by the mind. The difference is in the mind. So as long as your mind is pure, there is pure land. We often say vexation is buddhi. And we often say that the instance your mind is pure, the instance in that instance you're in pure land. So what we want to do is to practice so our mind is get rid of all these attachments, then everywhere is pure land for us.
所以当我们说其实这两句听起来好像有点负面啊，感觉好像都没有什么希望了，其实不是。当我们在学习这些所有的无常啊、苦空、无我观念，其实它是要去让我们更认知到所有现象，包括我们的身心现象，所有整体大环境的现象，它的事实就是这个样子。当我们可以正视所谓的事实的时候，我们就可以其实怎样，很清楚明白我们可以做什么。通常是我们在不清楚的状况下，我们心会觉得恐慌、恐惧、害怕，然后无所适从。可是当我们清楚这个现象的事实是这个样子的时候，我们其实就转一个心念，怎样？我们用不同的态度、心态在面对所有环境的时候，诶，我们其实是更可以更积极的。所以其实修这样子认识这样子的无常无我观的时候，我们就可以看破对世界所有的执着，包括我们这个身心世界身心现象的执着。然后当我们可以放下执着的时候，我们在所有的什么身口意的造业，我们就可以更朝向是解脱的那样的一个生存的造作，而不是再是生死心执着的造作。这样子我们慢慢的，我们就可以跟佛菩萨一样，是达到是什么解脱离苦的状态。否则我们的造作一直是在抓取，一直是在有上造作的时候，我们就很苦了，我们就会一直是在这个生死轮回里面打转。
So the first two sentences may seem very negative and hopeless for you. You know, the world isn't permanent, land is dangerous and fragile. But actually it's full of hope. When we talk about these impermanence, emptiness, suffering, non-self, we talk about the fact that you are related to this grander environment around you. And this is the fact. And once you're clear about what the fact is, you won't have fear. You won't be afraid of these things. Because usually when we don't know something, we are full of fear and we are afraid. So, when our mind is pure, when we are able to, when we are clear about what's really going on, when we face the environment, we'll be able to take care of it in a more positive way. So, so this text really teaches us about, you know, see through and expose the truth about attachment. And if we are able to be clear and let go of these attachments, and when each day when we are having actions through our body, words, and mind, if we could make our actions and karmas closer to these liberated beings and you know, further away from the grasping and attachment to things, then we will be able to gradually getting further away from the samsara of life and death.
好，那接下来哈，第一个讲的是无常，那第二个讲就是告诉我们哈，空、苦、苦、空这样子的一个观念哈。所以他第三、第四句讲的是什么？四大苦空。为什么四大苦空？我们这个身心是什么组成的？四大，对不对？哈，啊，我们的环境是不是也是？好，我们环境也是四大。好，那四大是哪四大？大家其实都很清楚。好，地、水、火、风，对不对？好，好，那啊，我们的四大，我们称我们身心的四大，我们叫做什么？我们身体的四大，我们叫做内四大，就是我们身体的这个正报。啊，那么外在环境就是我们的依报，我们叫外四大。好，这所有物质现象，我们常叫做色，对不对？全部都是由四大组成的。好，那只要这四大它四个不调和，就怎样？哦，我们的身体就怎么样？生病啊，我们在外在环境就什么？刮大风下大雨怎样，对不对？齁，然后森林着火啊，然后突然很热啊，地震啊什么的，所有的现象就发生了，对不对？
So this is the first one. Now we talk about the second part, which talk about the four great elements are all suffering and empty in nature. The five aggregates are without self. So when we talk about the four great elements, we talk about the in Buddhism, we talk about it.Everything is made up of the earth element, water element, fire element, the air or the wind element. And if we observe the four elements, internally we have our internal four elements, within that is our bodies. And externally we have external four elements, that is the external environment, mountains, rivers, earth. And when these four elements are not in harmony, internally we will get sick. When these four elements are not in harmony externally, we will have all these natural disasters.
好，可是哈，我们这四大是不是一直都是不变的？不是，就拿我们身体来讲嘛，哈，光是地水这个水呀、啊，我们常喝水，对不对？我们水身体里面的水分就常常不一样，对不对？哈，然后它流动，哈，它也都是一直在流动的。否则，如果像我们身体里面的水的成分，比如说像是血液，它不流动，我们就怎样？我们就不存在了呢，对不对？哈，是不是这样？哈。啊，如果除了四大不调和，只要其中的一个成分它慢慢的枯萎不见了，其实我们这个四大就怎样分离，我们其实这个色身就怎样，它就不存在了，对不对？啊，不存在其实它就是什么？ 就是空啊。可是我们不会认识到它从生住异灭成住坏空这个过程，它已经是不断不断在这样子的过程里面在演进的。可是我们把没有看到这个，我们把它执为有的时候，当它一变化，然后一真的就是变成空的时候，我们没有办法接受，没有办法接受，我们心就会受苦。除了身受苦，我们的心更苦，对不对？是这样，是这样啊、哦。那所以我们说，只要是四大的，它所成的现象，如果你不接受它这样的一个事实，四大所造成的最后的结果一定是苦的。虽然也许我们这个色身在这个短短数十年的生命过程里面，有可能也有很快乐的时候，对不对？也有心情很愉快的时候，可是它那个现象都是什么？短暂的。那可是我们没有办法接受这个短暂的事实，我们想让这个现象认为它是长长久久的时候，当它一起变化，当它一消灭，我们心里就苦了，对不对？所以我们讲四大苦空，我们这里讲八苦，对不对？什么八苦是哪八苦？生老病死、求不得，还有什么怨憎会、爱别离，还有什么五蕴之身苦，对不对？所以他随时这个苦随时是在我们身边，而且不断的是在逼迫我们的。
So, does the four elements ever change? They do change, right? If we observe our body, for example, the water elements. If we drink water, we have more water. Water is keep fluctuating in our body. So, for example, our blood is water element. And if our blood doesn't fluctuate, we won't exist. Other than water, any of these four elements, if any of these four elements wither away, then our body will break apart. It won't exist. That's why by nature, our body or these four elements, anything made up by these four elements, they are empty in nature. So basically, when we observe our body, we kind of have the attachment. We believe it will be there forever. But when things perish and wither away, when things change, when four elements change, we have a hard time receive it, accept it. And then not only will our body suffering, our mind will be suffering too. And we should realize that we have this form of physical body with us. And all these happy phenomena that we enjoy, they are very short, they're temporal. And we have to accept that they won't be there forever. When we are living, there's these eight suffering defined by Buddhism. We have the suffering of, being born, suffering of aging, sickness, dying. We also have the suffering of not being able to get what you want, the suffering of having to meet somebody you hate, the suffering of having to say goodbye to somebody you love, the suffering of the five skandhas. And if we observe any of these suffering, they just have this compelling power on us. That is the compelling power of suffering.
其实这个月是昨天哈、哦，昨天才是在台湾有那个法鼓传灯法会。那他们做了一段 纪念师父的影片在传灯法会里面的首播，然后呢，我们在我们自己法师们的一个内部的申报里面也有法师分享他对师父的感恩还有怀念。这个日子对我们来讲其实都是一个蛮特别的，师父圆寂十周年了。那你们觉得师父离开了吗？为什么？你看不到他了呢？对，他有没有办法再出现在你面前？所以你认为谁是你的师父？啊？所以同样的，哦，当你的真的很亲爱的另一半离开了，你觉得他们真的离开你了吗？如果你真的，觉得他是我的另外，我很亲近很亲近的，不管是家人朋友，因为昨天也是有一个，我们昨天有活动，一个年轻的女孩，她说她爸爸在马来西亚往生了，她很难过，因为她身份的，她可能就是没有办法回马来西亚送她爸爸最后一程。那参加完活动的时候，她分享，因为昨天是一个类似禅修的活动，她觉得说，啊，我在这边来参加这个活动，其实透过这样子一个禅坐禅修的方法，让自己去看看，其实他觉得他爸爸虽然他现在不在他爸爸身边，可他觉得他爸爸也在这边，哦，可是色身总是还是不见的嘛，哦，那他到底真的有没有离开？那我们会难过，会落泪，或会落泪，然后甚至会觉得不舍，然后我们一直觉得说啊，心里很难过。那你在难过的到底是什么？就像我们觉得师父没有离开，为什么你觉得师父没有离开？从这里去思维，诶，我们面对所有身心现象的变化，甚至你觉得我这个色身，我们自己本身的这个色身，有没有有一天它也会因为因缘走到它该走的时候，它也会不见了呢？是不是这样？那它去哪里了？他到底还在不在？那你真的碰到那一刻的时候，你会不会舍不得放不下？
This month, actually, yesterday we, in Taiwan, we had this, ceremony, Dharma ceremony of passing the Dharma drum lantern. Yesterday was we were memorizing 10 years passing of our Venerable Master Shen Yin. And we have our internal magazine where some monastic, they share how they feel their gratitude for Shi Fu and how they want to memorize Shi Fu.And, it's an important, very important date, Shi Fu passing away for, 10 years. But, does the Shi Fu really leave us? His physical body no longer appear in front of us, but who is your, master? Some of us, we have a hard time when our significant other have to leave or pass away. Do our significant other really leave us? Yesterday we had a meditation event here, and we have this young daughter, and she come here, and she was very sad that her dad passed away in Malaysia. Due to various reasons, she is not able to go and say the last goodbye to him. And in the final sharing of the meditation event, she shared that she felt that her dad is here with her. So even though when we say somebody passed away, their physical body leave us and pass away, and we will feel depressed, sad, we will cry, and we feel like we cannot let go. What are we really feel sad about? Why are we sad? And if we, think about Shifu, like, do we really feel Shifu leave us? If we think about these things, these phenomena that arise from our body and mind, and these fluctuating and changes due to causes and conditions, and then we will be able to think about, where our loved one leave. Are they really here? And we will start to be able to let go.
哦，所以其实观察这样子一个世道无常的变化，哦，其实你会发现，接下来我们要讲，我们这个我是由什么造成的？除了我们这个身体之外，还是有什么心，对不对？哦，啊，心的现象是哪些现象在呈现？受想行识。对，所以四大跟五蕴，我们这叫五蕴嘛，哈，色受想行识，就构成所我们理解上、知识上、认知的所谓的我，对不对？哈，可是这个我，它是真实存在的吗？好，这边先跟大家分享一个，这个不管不只是佛教是这样讲的。比如说儒家，老子也讲，无之大患，唯吾有身。哦，我们这个，我们认为我们会面对到所有的困难，所以我们认为不顺利，然后会造成我们痛苦的东西的原因，最根本是因为我有这个什么？身体。你没有发现我们一生出来到现在汲汲营营都在为谁奔跑啊？很多时候都是为了照顾我们这个什么舍身在奔命啊，拼命，对不对？他不舒服要赶快让他变成舒服，他不满足要赶快去找一些事情让他感觉到满足，是不是这样子？好辛苦哦，所有的事情都是在为这个色身在忙碌，对不对？哦，啊，这个忙碌啊，如果忙的哈，能够从这里这个忙照顾色身里面忙出智慧，很好啊。可是如果越忙越执着，然后越怎么样？越烦恼，然后让自己越来越愚痴啊，啊，这就划不来了，是不是这样？
So when we talk about the impermanence in these four great elements, we talk about the body that make up I, ourselves.And there's also another part, which is the mind. And these are the five aggregates or five skandhas. Are they really exist? Does I or self really exist? So not even in Buddhism. in Confucius school or in Taoist school, there are also similar thoughts. For example, Lao Tzu said, "My biggest concern and suffering is that I have a body." So why? A lot of us, we work hard all day, we run around, and what for? A lot of times we make a lot of effort just to make our body feel happy. When the body is uncomfortable or sick, we want to make our body comfortable and healthy. When our body isn't satisfied with something, we work hard so that our body is satisfied with something. A lot of times we're busy doing something. It's good if you gain some wisdom out of this busy life. But a lot of us, we're busy, and then the busier we get, the more attachment and vexation we have, and that's not good.
哦，所以哈，其实这个我们认为的这个身呐，其实四大组成的什么假我，哈，它是虚幻的，它是一直随时在随着因缘变化的。成住坏空，所以如果我们一直执着它是不变的话，有没有可能光你从出生到现在你长得这个样子就已经什么完全不一样了，对不对？它怎么可能是实实在在不变的呢？对不对？所以光是观察我们自己的外在的整个的外观就已经是不一样了，所以无常就时刻是在显现的，在我们自己的身上，这个色身上，随时随地，无常这样子一个东西，一个观念，它是随时随地在告诉我们的。
So when we say our body or me or I or self, it's really an I that's made a fake.Self that's made of these four elements. They are made up of causes and conditions. And when we think about how we change from when we are born to now, how can we say the self is not changing? We're totally different from when we were born. So basically, this self, this body, is an manifestation of impermanence.
而且从医学角度来看，好像身体它是多久它就大变一次啊？那七年是吧？哎，所有的细胞什么，它是不断的时时刻刻在新陈代谢的嘛。然后是七年会有一个大循环，它是整个是变的了，所以到底当下哪一个当下的人的身体是我，对不对？那光看比如说四大，你说风啊，我们的呼吸，每一次的呼吸都是怎样不一样，而且吸进吸出，你身体就已经是怎样，里面就已经是不同的组合的，是不是这样？所以到底是吸进前的那个人是我，还是呼吸出来之后的那个人是我？然后我们在睡觉的时候，你认为睡觉这个身体是我，醒来的是我，还是你吃东西前是不你，吃完东西之后那个才是你？随时随地我们都不断的这个因缘不断在我们这个色身里面产生变化，所以到底我们是之前国兴法师也讲，有时候会他问说我们看到那个照片，我们认为那个照片的那个人是我，那个照片照的当下的那个是你，你会这样觉得，可是现在你看到那些照片，那可能已经是几十年前的事情，你还会讲说这个是我， 对不对？哈，我们通常还是会这样讲嘛，对不对？那到底他是不是你？啊，你现在讲说那个是我的这个你，是不是也是你？对，所以我对我们自己的身体，其实你说你可不可以做主？你可不可以叫你说好？我现在我的皮肤保持这样，我就不要变了，我的心不要跳。我们对我们的身体是没办法做主的呢，是不是这样？对我们身体没办法做主，对我们的心更是没办法做主。你叫我们念头不要起来，在我们还没有真的是修行到那个境界的时候是没有办法的，是不是这样？好，所以到底哪一颗心是你？所以之前我们禅二的时候听师父开示做自己的主人，其实我们常也可以把这个东西这个问题拿来问自己，谁是在为你自己做主啊？为你这个我认为的我在做主，谁是你自己的主人？谁是你的主人？应该是谁到底是你的主人？你认为我是我的主人，可是真的是这样吗？那我们没有办法做自己的主人的时候，可是常常我们想要做别人的主人，我们想要别人这样，想要环境这样，想要你要跟我一样，想要你听我的，环境要照我的意思，有没有可能？可是我们常常就因为这样，我们要当别人主人，当不成的时候再生气，是这样。
So, when we, even in medical terms, we talk about, you know, every 7 years, all the cell in our body change and we become another person. So, our body is constantly changing. The air or the wind element is different via your breathing. So are you the person that you know, before you breathe in the air, or the person after you breathe in the air? Are you the person after the sleep or before you sleep? Are you the person after you eat something or before you eat something? So because of causes and conditions, your physical body keeps changing. Venerable Guoxing, he sometimes say that is the people on the photo me, right? So sometimes we, even though it's a photo of you 10 years ago, we would say, oh, this is a picture of me. But the person who says that this is a picture of me is also you. So which one is you? So from all these things, we are able to see that we cannot be the master of our body. So this is kind of referring to the sutra text that says they arise, perish, and change, illusory, and without a master. So we cannot be the master of our body. Are we even this physical body? And we cannot, we also cannot become the master for our mind. It's more difficult even. Sometimes when we are in retreat, we ask the question, who is your master? Sometimes you have the temptation to say, I am my master. But if we look at all these examples we shared, like I cannot even be my own master, my own body's master. But in our daily life, in real life, we often even trying to be other people's master. We want other people to listen to us. When they don't listen to us, we get angry.
所以观察我们这样子 自己的这个身，身是四大，我们的心是什么？五蕴，五蕴构成的，五蕴就是色受想行识嘛，那我们的心，面对现象，有了感受，然后就起分别，起了分别之后就造作，造作之后就又同时怎样把那个业存到我们的什么事里面去，是这样、一直不断这样子，因为在执着我这个身心是有的，所以就是对现象很真实的把它执有之后去造作很多的什么业、那我们就不断的不断的在这个生死业海里面、不断的轮回、所以我们叫五蕴、蕴是什么？其实蕴就是积聚的意思，就是怎么样受想行识这五个、积聚起来的一个身和心的一个现象。那五蕴它也其实有另外一个名词的说法，我觉得这名词的说法也蛮好的，它叫做五阴。那阴的意思是什么？其实它就是覆盖的意思。那我们因为有这色受想行识这五个 elements、把我们的什么这五个 element 的造作，把我们的什么本性那个决心给覆盖住了、所以我觉得这个五阴的名词的讲法也真的蛮好的、我们都是有本觉的吧，本质觉悟的心，可是因为我们这个五阴的造作就把我们这个觉本性给覆盖住了，没有办法显现、所以我们要断的就是我们要看到，我们虽然有四大，虽然我有五蕴，可是它是因缘和合的，可是它因缘和合的它的假合起来，它是一个幻象的呈现，可是我们不要把它执着是实实在在的有，我们要直接看到现象背后那个本性什么本空，看到直接看到空性的部分，所以我们还是透过这现象怎样在运作在反应，可是我们是利用这些现象当成是我们修行的什么一个着力的东西，从这现象上面再往上提升、帮助我们去觉悟到我们这个本质具有的什么觉醒、所以它这个东西是我们什么修行的什么工具、工具。
So we talked about our body is the four great elements. They are all suffering and empty in nature. Also, the sutra talks about the five aggregates are without self. So the four elements are referring to our body. And the five aggregates or five skandhas, they are referring to our mind. And So the five skandhas refer to form, sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness. When we are faced with phenomenons, faced with form, we have all sort of sensation and perception, and we started discriminate between them. And that's how we have volition andconsciousness. And so there are two interpretations of this. One is the direct interpretation that aggregate means accumulation. So it refers to how the five phenomena, they build up and accumulate to become one body and one mind. The other one interpretation for this in Chinese, we call it Wu Yin, and it means to cover up. So this is kind of like a very nice interpretation also. because everyone, we have our original mind, original awareness, but it cannot show itself because it is covered up by these five skandhas or five aggregates. So we should, by this point, we should realize that all these, this idea of I or self is a delusional, illusory phenomenon that is created by causes and conditions coming together. And behind all these physical forms and phenomena, the nature is empty. And if we are able to, you know, see through this this phenomenon, and we're able to practice from this point of view, then we are able to enhance ourselves, and we are able to get closer to our original mind, our original awareness, and use this as a tool for practice.
所以齁，其实这两句其实就是在指出我齁，本来这个生命这个心的显现本来就是不是我，是两个身心现象和众因缘合而成的一个假象。所以下次当你在烦恼的时候，你就开始问，到底是谁在烦恼，谁在贪嗔痴。齁齁，我们知道这是我们修行工具，我们不要停留在只是用这个身心现象来造齁、哦、有漏的因业因齁、哦、我们要把它再往上提升，造成是无漏的业因，然后帮助我们的整个生命齁、哦、这个根本的生命的本质啊，在往上的提升，到跟佛菩萨是一样的。哦、我们不要停留在是生死的造作，我们要往上提升，是道成是什么？不生不灭的造作、哦、跟佛一样。佛他们会不会起心啊？有人说佛就是像什么，他不起心动念就是像是什么，嗯，之前有人问过这样子问你，他说，当我们修行到不起心动念的时候，我们是变成无血无肉无感情的人，你们觉得呢？就变成，诶，那个他们这样子形容应该叫做什么？我忘记了他用的一个形容词，忘记了。变成是说冷面的人，非常冷面的人，是这样吗？佛菩萨有没有起心？其实如果说要有也是有啊，他起的是什么心？起的是智慧心跟慈悲心、哦、可是对他，对我们来讲他是有起这样心，可是对他来讲他没有，有没有这样子的心去分别？没有、哦、那因为他必须应众生的需要来起这样子的一个现象作用，对不对、哦、那因为有起现象现象的作用，我们才认为说啊，有度众生这件事情嘛，对不对？我们有我们需要被度，对不对、哦、我们太烦恼了，我们需要被度、欸哦，可是到底真正有没有度众生这件事情？师父那一天讲四弘誓愿，到最后有没有成佛这件事情啊？有没有众生跟佛的分别？没有、哦、当你真的走到那里，没有成佛这件事情，没有佛跟众生这样子的分别了，对不对、哦、所以可是当我们还没有走到那里的时候，佛还是有的，还是有成佛这件事情，然后它是一个它是一个引领的方向，告诉我们要走到哪里去、哦、那我们更要好好利用我们有这样子的因缘，我们能够有这个色身，这个人生的这样子的一个什么 工具可以来作为修行的一个什么善因缘呢？否则你没有设身的这样一个呈现，你有没有办法修行啊？尤其是人的这样的一个设身的条件，你可能没有办法修行，你也没有因缘可以去体悟到成佛这件事情。对，其他的众生的都是业果的呈现，齁，他们没有办法修行。如果真的有可能那种很小很小的一个程度可以他们可以做。所以我们能够生而为人啊，真的要是非常非常感恩的事情。那这感恩之中齁，就不要把我们的时间浪费在什么贪嗔痴上面了。
So when we talk about I, it's not really I or self. It is created, made up from causes and conditions. So who is really having all these vexations? And when we contemplate on these, we will be able to create less and less the causes without flow, and more and more get closer to how Buddha and Bodhisattva do things and create causes without outflow. And we will do less actions that has related to life and death, and do more work on liberation. And so when we talk about mind and having thoughts arise, sometimes we have Bodhisattva come here and they share that, oh, I think Buddha, they won't ever have a thoughts that arise. They won't have any thoughts. They, like some Bodhisattva kind of share, they think that a liberated Buddha, they have no blood or flesh, they have no emotions, they are kind of cold. But actually they do have thoughts arise, but what they have is the thoughts of wisdom and the thoughts of compassion. And these are kind of from our perspective. From their perspective, there's no discrimination, there's no labeling on these kind of thoughts. And it's just the phenomenon or the effect is to deliver sentient beings. And we also sometimes share of this four great vows. Sorry. In four great vows, we talk about deliver innumerable sentient beings. But at the end of the day, there's no sentient beings to be delivered, because there's no difference between sentient beings and Buddha. So what we do is we follow this guide of practice, and these are all tools for us to practice. And if we're able to realize that these causes and conditions in our life, we will feel very grateful to be to be born as a human being and to be able to learn and practice. And we won't spend time on bad things and making bad karma through body and words and mind.
好，那接下来呢，最后他是讲到两句是心是恶缘，齁，那身是罪首。那这其实就是讲是就是我们观什么身心它的不净嘛。为什么？因为我们心常是什么去攀缘执着，所以我们以所接触到的五尘，我们就把它当成是实有的。那因为当成实有，我们的身体起的贪嗔痴，我们就会去造作，齁，怎样造作出 不管是善或恶的行为，它都是一种是什么？都是生死的业因的，是不是这样子？哦，所以那我们如果把它讲成是烦恼来讲的话，一切恶法都是从贪嗔痴出来。如果我们对现象攀缘起执、分别执着的心，我们就会去造作贪嗔痴。不管它是善或恶，你贪如果是善的，其实再往下面去再去细细的观察它，你会不会去执着你所谓造出来的善因？有可能。你说哦，我现在在做善事，哎，是不是这样哈？这是不是一种执着？一种执着是不是一种贪？
对，
好、哦。所以现在看，跟我说，我们心是所有的什么造作的一切的根源，哈、哦。那一切的根本烦恼，就是无非是从贪嗔痴这三种烦恼出来。
好、哦。So now we talk about the continue with the sutra text. The mind is the source of evils, and the physical form the gathering of transgressions. All these evil phenomena, they actually are come from or are rooted.From the, root, the three poisons, root, greedy, root, hatred, and ignorance. And even though sometimes we do beneficial or good things, sometimes we attach to it and we are saying, oh, I'm doing this beneficial and nice and good thing. So,Basically, all these evil comes from these three poisons: greedy, hatred, and ignorance.
好，那因为心起心动念一定要身体去造作嘛，所以是我们这里讲说行哦，应该是行盘罪首。好，所以因为身有身行。有身口，所以身口的造作是一定是从哪里来？意来的，对不对？好、哦，所以我们形容就行这里的行，其实讲起就是我们的身，好、哦，有形有相。那因为这个有形有相，有身口的造作，所以我们就从心意这样子的起心动念来推动我们身体去造作种种的业。好、哦，所以当我们这样子来观察的话，其实我们这样子一个身和心，我们就可以来观察我们的身心是时时在跟什么善业相应呢，还是不善业？那有善有不善，是不是还是分别？哦，当我们能够放下不善和善的分别，我们的身和心。我们又是怎么样在造作的？哦、
So when we talk about the mind is the source of evil and the physical form is gathering of transgressions. Here, the form eventually means our body, and on our body we do actions or accumulate karma through our body and through our words. And we are able to do different karmas or different actions because our the source is our mind. Because our mind is able to, you know, have these greedy, hatred, or ignorance, and then we will be able to, our body will, you know, manifest and do all these things that our mind generates. And even though sometimes if you do good things, but you have this deep attachment, you have this deep discrimination, you say, oh, there's a good action, there's not so good action, you have these discriminatory mind and thoughts. This is also not so good.
所以刚刚说啊，我们在造作都还是有善有不善哈。那当我们也能够放下对善和不善这样子分别的时候，哦，到底是我们的身口的造作是在什么样的一个状态下？哦，那我这里讲到恶缘跟罪首，那他为什么是这样讲？他们两个到底又有什么关系呢？哦，其实哈，哦，我们这句话大家可能都听过，菩萨畏因，众生畏果，对不对？哈，哦。菩萨畏因怎么讲？只是不造恶因而已嘛。他这个所有的因，有一个我在里面去说，这个因是我要去做的嘛。一切是随自然现象的因缘呈现，这个因他不会说这是我想要，这是我不想要，我喜欢，我照做，对不对哈？他这个起这个最初的那个因，那个动机，他连这样去起这样子一个心，他都是要非常的什么慰藉。可是我们众生不一样的地方在哪里？我们是看到果报才在开始害怕，然后可能还在说担心说啊，我是因为以前做了什么什么什么，所以才会有现在这样。可是即使碰到这个果报呈现之后，你不是想要在这个果报里面去努力，反而是在这个果报上面又起什么贪嗔痴，哦，然后在造作更多的因，对不对？哦，所以我们是对因是不觉不知的，只看到果在害怕，在讨厌，在推脱，啊，甚至想要逃避，然后在上面又更苦，是不是这样？好苦哦。
So, when we see our, status of our body and our words, one common thing that we usually say is that sentient beings, they fear effects. Bodhisattvas fear, causes. So for Bodhisattvas, not only do they not do, bad things, they also don't, discriminate. They don't differentiate between, I want this, I don't want that. They, what they are in awe of, what they respect, what they fear is this, from deep-rooted causes. They won't have any, thoughts of discrimination or, differentiating, versus for us sentient beings, we don't care. We do things and until something bad comes to us, we don't think about this. We just say, oh, I have this bad effect happened to me, and you have more deeper, greedy and hatred and ignorance on top of that bad effect. We kind of just try to avoid the causes and effects, as opposed to how, Bodhisattvas, they fear and they respect the causes.
哦，所以我们这里哈，接下来有几没关系，我们今天先讲到这里好了哈。所以第一个里面它内容真的是非常丰富哈。所以第一个它这样子一整句，其实告诉我们整个修行的整体的东西都在里面的。那主要这里带出来的一个主要可以让大家去观察的，好，去练习的方法，其实就是四念住。那四念住讲的是什么？无常、苦空、无我和不净的观察。好，所以希望今天的分享能够让大家也把这四种观察的方法，好，四念住这样一个方法带回去，好，自己去在生活里面面对所有现象的时候可以练习。好，当你碰到现象，你可以看到它的无常，可以看到它的无我， 然后看到现象最根本本质带出来的东西其实是苦受，然后从苦受里面我们要怎么样从这里面去解脱出来出来出来。
So for today, we go through the first realization, which is a overall guideline for our practice. And what we can take away is this four foundations of mind that we talk about.We can practice daily the observation of impermanence, the observation of suffering and emptiness, the observation of no self, and the observation of impurity. And we can just be mindful of these four observations in our daily life.
好，那没讲完的下次下回继续。好，那今天就跟大家分享到这边，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。